재미와 지식의 오디오라이프 팝빵
Hey everyone, welcome back. You are listening to 한국어 천재 on TBS EFM 101.3 in Seoul and the surrounding area. You're hanging out with me, Kayla, and we have been having such a blast these past few Saturdays talking about all the wonderful places you can go and check out on Jeju Island. And I feel like I would be doing you all a disservice here if I didn't tell you about the amazing trails that you can go check out, as well as a cool village. And so this week, I kind of wanted to go into a lot of that, so make sure you guys stick around for what we have to come here. Now, as you guys know, last week, we talked a lot about different places you can go. We also covered Udo not too far back. We've talked about great ways to take pictures here, especially with those gorgeous flowers and grasses that are going to be out on display during the autumn season in Jeju. And this week, we'll be talking about some other cool places you can go check them out if you feel like taking a nice little walk. Now, this week, I wanted to tell you a lot about the Hangyeongmyeon Village. It is gorgeous. Just out there, just this beautiful blue sky and bright sunshine. It's a great time to visit during the autumn season there. I mean, of course, every time is great in Jeju, but especially in autumn, I feel like you really get to enjoy that, like the silver grasses and that gorgeous sunset. And so this time, I wanted to tell you a little bit about Suwolbong. Suwolbong. Now, Suwolbong is about, I want to say, 77 meters high. It's not too bad. If you don't feel like hiking and walking up it, you can, of course, drive up to the top of it. But it really is a great walking trail in autumn. And so there's this gorgeous cliff. It's a coastal cliff, runs about 2 kilometers. And it's called Ongal. Ongal. And it's basically quite well known here for these like mineral spring sites. It's known for like almost, I want to say, green water, like the Nokkomul. And it's kind of rising all along the cliff there. And there's actually a legend that goes with it. I thought it was kind of a sad legend, but I still wanted to share it with you guys. They said that all that spring water that's kind of rising out along that cliff there, it basically kind of represents the tears of a sibling who fell off from the cliff there. It was, of course, an accident. He was going to get some herbs along the cliffside to treat their mom, but the legend says fell off the cliff there, and those are the tears for the lost sibling. But, you know, we'll talk about some happy stuff here, of course. That cliff there, again, gorgeous. And then at the top of the mountain peak there is a weather station located there. And it's got a few floors. If you go up all the way to the 5th floor, that's open to the public there, and you can check out the observatory, get a great view of the island itself. And right next to the weather station itself is Suwolcheong, and that kind of used to be a pretty important spot on Jeju Island. They used to have like rain calling ceremonies, you know, to bring forth rain to, of course, water the crops and, you know, help with a good harvest. And so it was actually a very important spot called, once again, Suwolcheong. Suwolcheong. But of course, over in that area, you get this great view of the sunset. I told you guys that Jeju has some of the most gorgeous sunsets that I've ever seen. And of course, this one here will be setting over Jagido. And the peak is actually right at the very end, I think the west side there. But what's great is that if you go there during the autumn, you'll get the field just filled with all that silver grass, and then you'll get that kind of golden light from golden hour at sunset, and it just kind of makes this whole picturesque view during autumn. So I highly recommend going and check that out if you guys have time to get down to Jeju Island during the fall. And of course, course, you'll be able to see a ton of like volcanic-related deposits along the way. As you guys know, Jeju is, of course, made out of volcano, and they said that you can see some pretty cool deposits there. But also, if you are kind of getting a little tired, maybe don't want to be walking but also don't want to drive, there are electric bicycles that you can rent nearby if you guys are feeling interested in that. Now, for me personally, when it comes to Jeju here, I think you guys can tell I have a huge crush on Jeju Island. It's one of my great loves here in Korea. Try to get down there all the time. But if I had to pick a kind of top five sort of places, this certainly would be one of them. Suwarbong is probably one of the most well-known tourist sites in Jeju, I would say. Most tourists tend to go towards this direction. But, you know, after we get back here from the break in just a little bit, I kind of want to recommend to you guys another place that the locals tend to recommend over Suwarbong. Of course, Suwarbong, great spot, but make sure you guys tune in again here in just a little bit because I'm going to share with you some local advice and some other cool places. But first, let's take a listen to our next song here. It's called Take a Walk, and it's by Passion Pit. Hey everyone, welcome back. You are listening to 한국어 천재 on TBS EFM 101.3 in Seoul and the surrounding area. You're hanging out with me, Kayla, and we are here at Korea 101 talking about all the great places you can go and check out and on Jeju Island during the autumn season. Now, I had just told you guys a little bit about some great places to go check out. First one was the Hangyeongmyeon Village, absolutely beautiful village. You can go see blue sky and great, you know, kind of a big, what do I want to say, bright sunlit spots to get your perfect inseng shot there. But also Suwarbong, a very popular kind of coastal cliffside trail that you can go check and walk along there and see the observatory as well. But I said to you guys before the break here that I wanted to introduce some other places here that the locals would often recommend here. Of course, Suwarbong, definitely worth the trip, but a lot of locals would often say you should check out Dangsanbong. Dangsanbong. Now, Dangsanbong here is kind of known because it was created after this explosive reaction between the water and that magma, the kind of lava that came out from the volcanoes. And an interesting fact about Dangsanbong is that it is one of the oldest volcanic bodies on Jeju Island. That includes the other one here, which is Sanbangsan and also Yongmori. Those three there are well known for being incredibly old volcanic bodies here. Now, Dangsanbong does have about two different trails that you can check out, and they vary in terms of time. So let's say you're kind of looking at a shorter hike or a shorter trek, there is a 15-minute option. However, if you're looking to spend a little bit more time, feel free to take the 40-minute hike as well. Just make sure you kind of plan that out for your schedule and what you're going to be doing. But what Dangsanbong is really known for are these beautiful sunset views. I feel like every week I tell you guys all about the sunsets on Jeju. Do you understand how much I love this place and how beautiful it is? They are just breathtaking. And of course, here, they even give you a time in which they recommend to go check it out, which is about 4 p.m. So if you head after 4 p.m., you're going to get a great view of that, just this kind of yellow, I almost want to say like a filter has been put over, like some film. This like yellow filter that kind of goes over the village. And then you've got that beautiful water that's shining on the other side of it. It's breathtaking out there. So highly recommend going and checking that out as well. The locals certainly would recommend it to you. And of course, like many places on Jeju Island, don't feel like you need to be trekking on and pushing your way through it there, because there are a lot of places you can kind of settle down and get some rest. They have benches scattered all along the trail, so don't worry if you need to take a quick rest break, or if you just kind of want to sit down, listen to music, or just enjoy that ocean breeze. There's a lot of different places you can go to do that. I actually have to say, I didn't know about this hot spot here. I wish I did. So even for me, I am someone who is a Jeju Island lover. I found a new place here that I need to go and check out. So I hope if anybody here has been to Dangsanbong, you should definitely let me know and tell me what your experience was like there, because I certainly would love to see any pictures you guys took. And especially if it was during the autumn season, I really want to check out that kind of grassy look and that like gorgeous yellow sunset. But yeah, definitely send me any pictures, any stories you have if you had time to go to Dangsanbong. Now, don't worry, we do have two more things that I want to get to here, but let's take a listen to our next song. It is by the one and only Diana Ross, and it's called Ain't No Mountain High Enough. Hey everyone, welcome back. You are listening to 한국어 천재 on TBS EFM 101.3 in Seoul and the surrounding area. Now, I have just been chitter-chattering with you all about the lovely Jeju Island here and been sharing some beautiful trails that you guys can go and hike during the autumn season. And there are two more places I wanted to share with you here. Now, the first one is actually a park. It's listed as a park, but I really want to emphasize that it is a forest park here, and it's called the 고자왈. 고자왈. 고자왈 park, or you'll often see it written in Korean as 환상숲 고자왈 공원. And it's known as what we call in English a primeval forest, and that basically means it is ancient. It is very old, and a lot of the plants that are living here are kind of between these kind of spaces that were formed by the lava. So you're looking at plants that have been around pretty much since the island itself was formed and just kind of having their own little ecosystem there. So the name here, when we're looking at it, 곧 means forest here, and 자왈 means a thorn bush. So 곧자왈 is, of course, like this forest thorn bush park, I guess we could translate that. But as I said, it's a very unique ecosystem because, you know, you get these lava formations that then harden and they kind of make these little passageways, like little tunnels, and the air is funneled through there. And because of the different way they're formed, it creates different climates and different environments inside this one forest park. So you'll get, you know, plants from the north and plants from the south all mixing and coexisting together in one spot. It's a really cool place to check out if you're at all interested in like horticulture and things like that. But they do have a program, like an exploration program that goes from Monday to Sunday. And you can definitely check that out if you want a little bit more in-depth information on the forest itself. However, I will recommend that there is a reservation system in there, and you should definitely check that out and make sure, because they could be required depending on what day it is that you're going to visit. So just check online, make sure that you don't need a reservation. Or if you do, you can then go make one. But yeah, that is the first place I want to. And then just to wrap it up here, for those of you who are like me and enjoy taking a nice little bike ride around the island or, you know, anywhere you go, I do want to recommend the Murung Bicycle Trail. So you will see the 환상 자전거 길. And that there, I didn't know this, but apparently it has been selected as one of the 100 untecked tourist attractions here. As you guys know, untecked is that kind of Konglishy word for having no contact and stuff. So it's a great way to enjoy, you know, a little traveling here while maintaining social distancing. But of course, it connects a bunch of different areas from that Haegoreum village all the way to the Songak Mountain. And it's about 35 kilometers, so not too bad here. And I feel like what's pretty great about it is that you can see all sorts of attractions along it. You can go from like the Panpo port. It's a huge fishing port in Jeju. You can go along, oh, my favorite place. It's the coastal road. So if you want to check out the coastal road, we call it the Sinchang Pungcha. And that also, you can see some great sunsets, some great sea views as well. Of course, Suorbong, as we mentioned, and the Songak Mountain as well. And then finally, there's also the oil market, if you're interested, the Daejeong Oil Market. But yeah, there's some, you know, hopefully some great places that you guys will get to check out if you ever get to go to Jeju Island. I certainly love taking small little hikes and trips around there. So yeah, just, you know, tell me your experiences once you go. Send me pictures. I'd love to hear your experiences on Jeju Island. But I hope that you enjoyed today's as well. And I can't wait to share some more places with you guys again next week, Saturday. Unfortunately, though, that is all the time that we have for today. Our time just flies here, doesn't it? But thank you guys for joining me today. This was 한국어 천재. I'm Kayla. I'll see you guys tomorrow. And let's take it on out with our last song here. It's by The Baranda Project, and it's called Bike Riding.
Achim 7시 5분.